Todd Butler, associate head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, joins us here on Overtime with Matt Jones and Trey Schaap. And Coach Boy, this season, where has it gone? It seems like it was just yesterday you guys were starting the season and playing here in North Little Rock, and now you've got two weekend series in the SEC left before the SEC baseball tournament.
I mean, the end is near. I mean, you're looking at the end of the tunnel, that you can see the bright light, and six more games to go. It's flown by. It's definitely flown by this year.
And, Coach, how much – we've talked a little bit about this on the show, but how much do y'all actually get to practice during the season? Is it really just kind of some drills? And how's the weather impacted that this year?
Well, you know, that was one thing that I talked about early. Going to South Carolina, before we went to South Carolina, we practiced twice that week and had two really good practices. I look up a month later and we haven't been outside. So I think that's been a big factor to our season. And right now I'm excited that the weather's warm. The guys are going to throw harder and the ball's going to travel. So, it's an exciting time right now because, postseason's right around the corner.
Coach, what do you say to the players when after this past weekend they make one error the entire weekend, but that one error cost them the game and cost them a sweep in a series that was a crucial series?
Well, I think you tell the offense, score one more run. We were winning 3-1 in the ninth. And, from the fifth inning on, I think we scored three runs in the first inning. And they're coming in the dugout after playing defense. We really pitched well as usual. I mean, pitching was outstanding. Kobe Suggs had two saves on Friday and Saturday, so we couldn't use him in the third game. But we played good defense. We had some timely hitting. The three phases of the game that you talk about to the team. And, we make one error in the ninth inning, kind of hurts us. But, if we could have put a couple more runs on the board, I think that would have been beneficial.
And, Coach, what does this mean for next year as far as with recruiting with Dave Van Horn, coaching the NCAA, is it national collegiate baseball team?
Right. He's coaching Team USA, but not this summer. He's coaching it in 2014. Okay. So, our recruiting, we're so far in advance in baseball now. It's kind of like basketball, college basketball. We're kind of a year in advance. I mean, we've been recruiting 2014s, and, kids are constantly and consistently coming in for unofficial visits. And, you're looking at 2015 recruits. You're 1 and 2 years in advance in the recruiting. So, you're kind of, like when we knew the bats were changing years ago, we put more emphasis on pitching. And any baseball person knows that pitching is the key to winning. And, defense is second and timely offense is third. So, we're now putting more emphasis on some offense here. So trying to get some more hitters in here and some more physical type players. But, offensively, these guys, I never waver in the fact that I think we have enough. Now, can we play at the right time and get the bats hot at the right time? That remains to be seen. But I am excited and I am confident. The weather's good. We have finals this week. They're taking finals today through Friday, so we cannot practice until tomorrow. So tomorrow will be our first practice preparing for Tennessee. But, we need to get these guys confident and keep working on the offense and, putting more runs on the board.
Coach, do you think that maybe it's a good relief that you have this time here this week to maybe let them get away from baseball for just a little while, concentrate on why they are there at school, and that's to get an education, and then come back with some practices and get ready for this big series against Tennessee this weekend?
Well, that's another good comment there. I mean, you're trying to make these guys complete in everything they do while they're here at the University of Arkansas representing the Razorback Nation. That's being a student first. That's going to class, being on time, being accountable to do your class work and to make the grades, and that's first and foremost. And, then secondly is to come out here and represent our state and University of Arkansas and, the best that we can. And practice is really key right now for our team, the fact that, we've missed a lot with the weather, the rain, the cold weather. And what I like about what we've done in the past is I think this is where we really start to play better baseball. You can see that our defense has definitely improved. We've spent time on that. I think the weather has a lot to do with that, being able to get on the field and take ground balls. And pitching's been there the entire season. Now it's getting those bats, 1 through 9 hot when the time comes. So, Tennessee is going to be a good challenge. As you know, in the SEC, it doesn't matter who you play. It's more about how you play. And if we can go out and perform well, then hopefully we'll have a good weekend. I think we've dropped two SEC series all weekend, and that's Ole Miss and LSU. And the game's on Sunday. We're extra innings. So And we have enough. We have enough. It's, you know, you're remembered for what you do at the end. No one will remember the first 56, you know, the 56 games that we played once postseason begins and how we finish.
I hear you. I thought we were talking to Coach Nutt. He used to say that also to, you know, late in the year before you go into to a bowl game. And that's what I want to ask you. What do you think the biggest thing this team needs to work on? And every coach would tell you, you have to get a little lucky going into postseason. Yeah. But what is probably your biggest weakness that you're going to try to work on before y'all get into postseason?
Well, it's not the pitching. You know, our starting pitching is good. Our bullpen is, I'll be honest, in all my years, I've never seen the left and right matchups so we can go throughout a three-game series, you know, with left-handed pitchers versus left-handed hitters. You know, right-handed pitchers versus right-handed hitters. We can match up throughout a weekend series, whether it's a regional or hopefully a super regional. So, you know, the pitching's been outstanding. The defense has been addressed. Now it's putting more runs than two or three runs, you know, in a ball game. And we need to score five or more. And whatever it takes to do that, you know, whether we need to, you know, safety squeeze or, you know, bunting guys over, which we've done a pretty good job this year of executing the bunt. But putting the ball in the gap, I think this weekend was key. We hit a few home runs. We drove the ball out of the park, and we scored, you know, two runs with one swing of the bat. So, you know, just scoring more runs, having bigger innings instead of one-run innings, having two and three runs.
Todd Butler, associate head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, joins us here on Overtime with Matt Jones and Trey Schaap. Coach, you talked earlier about the success that you've had in series. Let's talk about the success on the road. You've only lost two road games in the SEC this year. You've got one more weekend series on the road before the conference tournament. Talk about that road record and how will it help you all potentially host a regional?
Well, you know, the host and the regional part, you know, I don't really get caught up in all the predictions of, you know, I'm watching ESPN and it seems like every game that's on TV, every team's hosting a regional. Not everyone can host. We need to close it out with Tennessee, go on the road, and finish at Auburn. The guys have done a great job on the road. And, you know, the test will be to see can we go down to Auburn and close it out against the Auburn Tigers. But, you know, very pleased with the 9-2 record. Would be nice to keep those two losses throughout the SEC and close this thing out. But we've been good on the road, especially in SEC play.
Coach, we all know what happened last year. You get to the SEC tournament 0-2. And then it's like a light switch. You just turn it on, and boom, you win three games in Houston. You win the two you needed to after dropping the opening game in Waco, and you're in the College World Series. Is it just that simple?
Well, you know, we tell our guys, we've been telling them for years, you know, it's five wins. The SEC tournament, you know, I've had the question asked many times this year, hey, we want to win an SEC tournament championship. We do not have one here at the University of Arkansas. That's our goal, to go to that tournament and win it. I remember last year we lost the second game. We went 0-2, and one of my buddies that coaches for another team, he said, hey, get out of here, get some rest, get to practice, and you'll be in Omaha. And I kind of looked at him like, you know, he's off his rocker. I'm going, he's crazy. You know, we just went 0-2, so you're, as a coach, you want to win every game. As a player, you want to win every game. As a fan, you want to win every game. So I know we came back home. Everyone's going, boy, this season's done. This team's done. You know, this, that, and the other, all the naysayers. Well, as a coach, you're just ready for the next day of practice. And, you know, when you wake up, you're trying to prepare. You're trying to get these guys their confidence going. You're trying to practice and do the things that we need to address to get ready for postseason. You know, we go down to Rice, and I didn't want to go to Rice. I did not want to go see the Rice Owls. And we go down there and take care of business. Then you have to play one of the top eight seeds in the country in Baylor, who I still to this day, I think Baylor is the best team we played last year. I mean, I thought they were the best and most complete team that we played. And we take care of business. You know, some people say you get lucky. Yeah, that's baseball. But we won. And then we finished in the Final Four. But, you know, it's five wins. So right now trying to get to the end of these six games, not looking past Tennessee, and then prepare hopefully for postseason.
Coach, I have to ask you a little bit about Tyler Spoon. I remember him when he was in fourth grade running around the gym there in church and kind of followed him. What has he meant to this team? And do you have any type of funny story or anything about him this year?
He's complete. He is a complete person on and off the field, or should I say off the field. and on the field. You know, he's been battling it, you know, here lately. I mean, he started off really hot. And then in this game of baseball, you know, it's not 12 games like football. It's 56. So he's hit his little tough times. But he hit an opposite field home run Saturday, you know, to give us a 2-0 lead. When he came in that dugout, he was so excited. It's like the, you know, the bricks had been taken off of his back. I mean, he was smiling, going, about time. And, boy, we were excited for him. But he's a special player. He's from the state of Arkansas. He is a true Razorback. He loves the University of Arkansas and putting on that jersey. So you're just really proud to have the players in our state that are representing our state and our university and doing such a fantastic job. And he is a class act.
Coach Todd Butler, we appreciate the time. I know you're a busy man, and good luck this weekend against Tennessee. And if we don't talk before Hoover, we'll see you down there.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Coach.